The Fortunes and Misfortunes of the Famous Moll Flanders, etc., who was born in Newgate, and during a life of continued variety for 80 years, besides her childhood, was 12 years a whore, 5 times a wife, whereof once to her own brother, 12 years a thief, 8 years a transported felon in Virginia, at last grew rich, lived honest, and died a penitent. Written from her own memorandums. By Daniel Defoe. Narrated by Davina Porter. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. The Author's Preface. The world is so taken up of late with novels and romances that it will be hard for a private history to be taken for genuine, where the names and other circumstances of the person are concealed, and on this account we must be content to leave the reader to pass his own opinion upon the ensuing sheet, and take it just as he pleases. The author is here supposed to be writing her own history, and in the very beginning of her account she gives the reasons why she thinks fit to conceal her true name, after which there is no occasion to say any more about that. It is true that the original of this story is put into new words, and the style of the famous lady we here speak of is a little altered, particularly as she is made to tell her own tale in modester words that she told at first, the copy which came first to hand having been written in language more like one still in Newgate than one grown penitent and humble, as she afterwards pretends to be. The pen employed in finishing her story and making it what you now see it to be, has had no little difficulty to put it into a dress fit to be seen, and to make it speak language fit to be read. When a woman, debauched from her youth, nay, even being the offspring of debauchery and vice, comes to give an account of all her vicious practices, and even to descend to the particular occasions and circumstances by which she ran through in 80 years, an author must be hard put to it to wrap it up so clean as to not to give room, especially for vicious readers, to turn it to his disadvantage. All possible care, however, has been taken to give no lewd ideas, no immodest turns in the new dressing up of this story, no, not to the worst parts of her expressions. To this purpose, some of the vicious part of her life, which could not be modestly told, is quite left out, and several other parts are very much shortened. What is left, 'tis hoped, will not offend the chastest reader or the modest hearer. And as the best use is made even of the worst story, the moral, 'tis hoped, will keep the reader serious, even...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?